From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama expressed cautious optimism about today's opening round of nuclear negotiations with Iran, the U.S., and a number of other countries. The meeting in Geneva, Switzerland, featured a rare one-on-one conversation between a U.S. diplomat and his Iranian counterpart. NPR Scott Horsley has more.
Iran agreed during the meeting to allow international inspectors into its newly revealed uranium enrichment facility. Negotiators also worked on a deal in which much of Iran's nuclear stockpile would be sent to Russia for enrichment. President Obama says those steps would help to build confidence that Iran's ambitions are for peaceful nuclear power, not weapons. But he said promises around the bargaining table are not enough.
This is a constructive beginning, but hard work lies ahead. We've entered a phase of intensive international negotiations, and talk is no substitute for action. Pledges of cooperation must be fulfilled.
Mr. Obama said the international inspections of Iran's enrichment facility must begin within 2 weeks. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
According to an Indonesian official, the death toll following this week's strong earthquake off the coast of Sumatra has now risen to more than 1,000, and that number is likely to go higher as rescuers continue to search the wreckage of collapsed homes and buildings. Officials say more than 500 buildings, including hotels, schools, and hospitals, were destroyed or damaged in the town of Padang following the 7.6 magnitude quake. In a separate earthquake that hit the Samoan Islands Tuesday, authorities now say at least 150 people are known to have died after a series of tsunamis rolled ashore, leveling buildings and washing cars and people out to sea. On Capitol Hill, the Senate Finance Committee is working to make its health overhaul bill more affordable to lower and middle-income families. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
On what could be the last full day of debate on the measure, Democrats narrowly adopted an amendment offered by Washington Democrat Maria Cantwell. It's based on a successful program already up and running in her state. It would allow but not require states to negotiate directly with insurers to provide health coverage to people with incomes too high to qualify for Medicaid, but still less than twice the poverty level, or about $44,000 a year for a family of four. The committee was also waiting for a final cost estimate on a second amendment to lessen the impact on middle-income families, this one offered by New York Democrat Chuck Schumer. It would limit to 8% of annual income the amount families could be required to pay for health insurance. Currently, the threshold in the bill is 10%. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The number of people signing up for first-time jobless claims increased by a larger-than-expected amount last week. Government says initial claims for unemployment insurance rose by 17,000 to a seasonally adjusted 551,000. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 203 points. The Nasdaq lost 64 points. This is NPR. Drugstore chain CVS says it plans to offer vouchers for free flu shots to as many as 100,000 unemployed people starting next week. CVS announced today will hand out the vouchers, which can be redeemed at CVS pharmacies that are running flu shot clinics at one-stop career centers sponsored by the U.S. Labor Department. CVS says it plans to hand out the vouchers for the free flu shots at one-stop career centers located in 16 states, including California, Georgia, Michigan, and Washington, D.C. Auto sales were down sharply in September, a month after the cash for clunkers bonanza. Sales for General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler fell more than 30% from August. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Cash for Clunkers, the government incentive program, was a shot in the arm for the struggling auto industry. All told, it sold nearly 700,000 vehicles. But dealers now say some of those sales were just customers who would have bought later in the year, and the buying frenzy so depleted inventories that shoppers in September had little to choose from. Jeremy Anwill runs Edmunds.com, the car consumer website. He says the government could have sold as many cars using less taxpayer money.
The incentive was much bigger than necessary. I think in retrospect, the way that it was done, the implementation was really, really rushed. We probably would have been just better off without it.
That said, the program did do some good. It cleared old Detroit models from dealer lots and put thousands of auto workers back on the job. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
A key gauge of manufacturing showed signs of life for a second straight month. The Institute for Supply Management, a key purchasing managers group, says its manufacturing index rose to 52.6 this month. Any reading above 50 indicates growth in manufacturing. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.